But what is Moody's Mag? Not man, Moody's man. We're Moody's Marmon.
Yep.
We're Moody's men, but this is about magazine on RTR. Good morning, Moody's Mag, here on RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Good to be back in the first show for 2025. Looking forward to it. So excited. In fact, I came in a week early because we were scheduled to come in next week. Tonji, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with us? We're too eager.
I'll tell you what, I don't know. I think you're keen as mustard. You're probably sitting around twinkling with your fingers and sitting in the garden. But no, it's great to be back on board and good to see all the staff back here. In a new year, and hopefully some great opportunities moving forward. And really enjoyed this, and we'll continue to build the podcast that we've done so far.
We will. Moody's Mag is a weekly show. Good news stories from First Nations people concentrating here on Whadjuk country here around Perth. And Minang down in Albany, and Noongar Radio as well, Whadjuk country. So, sorry to get you out of bed. A week early.
Oh, yeah.
And you've had a toothache.
I'll tell you what, it's still aching today, but that's what happens when you deal with those major teeth in the back of your mouth. And it's better to get it out now and enjoy the rest of the days ahead, which will allow me to have a good meal when I go away next week.
Hey, Tonj, you know what we've got to understand now is as you get older, things happen that you wouldn't expect to happen.
I tell you
work
what,
that one out for a minute.
I tell you what, I'm seeing that every time I look in the mirror.
we've got guests today. And that's why we came in early, because there's some exciting things happening in our community, Noongar Warriors, courtesy of Wanjining Aboriginal Corporation and their troops. the studio is full of the troops from Wanjining observing and speaking to talk about Noongar Warriors.
I'll tell you what, there's one deadly warrior here.
So we'll introduce him shortly, but you know, it's just poor. And they got some great news to tell us about how many hits they've got. Now, they haven't been king yet, but hits they got on social media saying how well the program of Noongar Warriors has been received in our community. So hear all about that.
It's just an amazing organisation, you know, elevating each year, and the leadership within the organisation is instrumental, and, you know, there's great leaders, and we've got a few of them in the room here with us today.
We do, and I mean, mostly positive. Mm. There's a little bit of negative, but you'd expect that from our community, the tall poppy, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, when we're doing good things, someone likes to pull us down.
Someone will slap you.
Yep.
Let's go to a song, because we're talking Noongar Warrior. Today also we're talking to the Deputy Mayor of Coburn City. Kwinana, not Coburn.
Yes,
Kwinana. Oh, well, there's so many local government organisations around, you don't know which one to talk about, eh? So we've got the Deputy Mayor of Kwinana coming in. No, he's going to be a phone
line. Yes.
So we'll do that too. So we'll be really challenging what local government's doing, eh?
Yeah. And, you know, it's that time of the year where as soon as Christmas finishes, in the shopping centres, all the Easter bunnies come in, but this time of the year, there's also that conversation about change the date.
What's all about bunnies?
Easter bunnies. Yeah, the hot cross buns are in cold soon as on Boxing Day. But, you know, it's again that day, the change the date is also a conversation.
Oh, that is a conversation. Are we really talking about that today? Never mind. We are. That's some negatives and some positives. Let's go to a song and we'll introduce our guests straight after this. Welcome back, Moody's Mag here. Jim and Tonji. Tonji with a swollen mouth.
It's doing okay, Jim.
I reckon Lisa slapped you.
Tell you what, it's good to get back into the old soups, hey? and not the solid foods. It might actually do me good as well.
Oh, what does that mean? You want to lose weight?
Oh, well, healthy mind, healthy body.
Ooh, get back now to, we're talking. Now we to, know what this is all about. Yeah, so as we said earlier, we're in a week early because we're really excited about what's happening at Wanganing and Noongar Warriors. And in the studio with us today is Patrick Egan. How you going, Gun?
I'm good, good. Yeah, no, look. Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Welcome to RTR FM, Woodich Mag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM.
Yeah.
Listeners out there will be really wondering, what are we talking about, Noongar Warriors? How did it come about? Wayne? Patrick?
Well, I just want to acknowledge some of the Noongar elders who work within Wanganing Aboriginal Corporation, people like Donna Pickett, Rodna Ronan, Blurton, and Mark Borinelli, Taylor. We came together and we wanted to acknowledge those Noongar warriors who have achieved something great for Noongar people, have contributed something great for our Noongar people, and who have achieved things for their own, themselves as well as their families. So the concept of acknowledging our warriors was something that was important to us as Noongar people who work within the Wanganing Aboriginal Corporation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to when I worked with the Commission of Elders. I thought all those elders back there in 96
yes.
were all warriors in their own right. Yeah.
Yes. And, Patrick, you're a warrior yourself, eh? Yeah, you're a Murich Marmon warrior, putting you right on the spot now. What's your claim to fame, Patrick? Where are you, Mom? Where are you from?
I'm Barrack for the mighty black and white swan.
don't even think about it.
My claim to fame. No, look, I've always been surrounded by people who were warriors. When I first started working in the public service way back in 1983, 84, people like yourself, Jim, and a lot of other people, Brian White, all those types of people were warriors in my mind, and Riley and other people, eh? Mm. The young and up-and-coming people who were deadly, Murich people,
yeah.
eh?
Yeah.
Today, they're all the warriors. They would have been.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's talk about you now.
Yeah.
You're a warrior. Who's your mob? Where are you from?
On my mother's side, I come from the Yarra and the Garlett family out in the Ballinong area, Badgerling Mission. My mother
well,
was born...
That's about 50,000 people, isn't it?
Yeah. My mother was born at a place called... just outside of Quirinig, anyway. Her name was Rose Yarran, and she married my father, Mick Egan, who came from the Ewart mob out at Moraway.
Ooh, okay.
My dad was born in Eunoisia, the Ewart people, yeah.
Right.
And I lived in Wajak Wajaria for 45 years of my life, yes.
Get out of here, Patrick. So your children related, this man's children here.
Yes,
man, he married Egan.
His Yorga is my niece.
Well, there you go. It's a family affair. No, we don't talk about nepotism here.
We're more.
And then sometimes you get accused of nepotism. Our community is just too small. You can't avoid it.
No. I mean, that people always talk about conflict of interest and everything else. And I mean, we're related to everybody. We can't have a conflict of interest, eh, because we've got so many relatives, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you wish you're an orphan, eh? No, I didn't say that. Slap me. So, Wanganing has been heavily involved in this amazing little project. And you've got a warrior for every day in certain categories, I see. Warrior in sport, warrior in activism, warrior in art.
So we really wanted to acknowledge those people who have achieved something, eh, and those warriors, those people that we don't hear about every day of the week, the people that somebody needs to know about, to learn about, to understand the struggle, the heartache, the pain that he or she would have been through to get to where they are today, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, it would have been a difficult task. How did you screen people? How did you decide the one person that was going to be acknowledged each day? How many days this month? 30, 31 or what?
Yeah,
31. 30. So you've got 31 warriors.
I mean, we started out with a list of 80 people.
Well,
80 people, and we had to narrow it down to 30. Staff within Wanganing Aboriginal Corporation, we asked them to assess, to have a look, to identify and rate the people from 1 to 30 or whatever. Look, everybody wants to be acknowledged as a warrior, but unfortunately we can't do that at the moment, eh? But you never know, and there's something might change next year and we'll include a few other warriors, eh? Yeah. So there was about five of us within Wanganing Aboriginal Corporation who were asked to assess, to look at, and to provide numbers 1 to 30.
Yeah. So you mentioned a few names. They're taking full responsibility for this. Responsibility, the negative and the positive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We know that we won't please everybody. But the people we do please, you know, have come forward, have in it, have looked at it, and made all sorts of comments about it.
Look, just going back a bit now and digressing a little, some time ago there was a woman by the name of Sam Cook, Samantha, daughter to Peter Cook, an ex-senator. Now, she was working at Yiriyarkin, if you recall, and she decided, look, every day during July I want to introduce an individual to our community, and she called it Greatest Moments in Black History. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And every day during that month she introduced people that we knew about, and Nikki was one of them. I think Kathy Freeman was another, Lionel Rose was another. There was a fellow who was a tightrope walker in a circus.
Yeah.
There was a fellow who's a physiotherapist who's been acknowledged more recently, but every day. Anyway, when she left Yiriyarkin, sorry, this is going away from what you're doing. Actually, no, it's not. It's similar. So what she decided to do was, okay, I'll do that now. But she had to leave and went to live in Melbourne. Then she established her own little consultancy. It was called Kiss My Black Arts.
Fair enough.
Saying the thing. Kiss My Black Arts. So she was acknowledging artists, and that's what she did. So this is kind of what you're doing. You're acknowledging our role models, our people that have led, our leaders. There's no worries about gender balance here, eh? You've got women and men.
And that was the whole purpose. We just didn't want to focus on one group of people. There were people who were lawyers and doctors and other things. There were people who were artists in their own right, their acknowledgement and what they did. There was a lot of people there, eh? 80 people to sit down and think about and say, well, who are the important ones, eh? And for example, Nana Purple, eh?
We'll come back to that. Come back to that, because, look, we've got Patrick Egan in the studio here, all the way from Wanjining Aboriginal Corporation. Started off as the Noongar Alcohol and Substance Abuse way back, and now are a really blossoming service looking after our mob in all sorts of areas, but now just kicking off, and we'll talk more about how this come about, because I don't think you've covered that just yet. Because this month we talked about it, Tonji did, he talked about Invasion Day. It's going to be a bit gloomy for some people, so you've got this attitude now, I think, that we want to lift our people's spirits, eh?
Come Invasion Day, we've got some very good candidates that we'll put out there. We'll let people know about who they are, what they've achieved. It also demonstrates their commitment to improving our people's lives, eh, and themselves and their families, eh? We've got some good people coming up, eh?
Look,
really strong Noongar warriors.
Well, that's what it's all about, Noongar on Noongar country. Keep it locked in 92.1. We'll come back and talk to Patrick about Noongar warriors. Let's go to a song. Welcome back, Mudish Mag.
Well, that was Ripple Effect Band Cyclone from the NT.
That's that NT, my boy. Hey, they're blooming. They're blooming. Blooming or booming?
Blooming.
Blooming. They're going. A lot of great stuff coming out of the Northern Territory. Why is that? They got more money or what? They got more talent or they know to write songs? Anyway, we're talking to Patrick Egan all the way from Wanjining and talking Noongar warriors, a big Noongar marmon himself. Tell us more about how you came about and why is it so significant this month?
I mean, when you think of us as Noongar people, firstly being impacted by colonisation and our struggle and our fight for recognition and our rights as such. So it was always important to myself and other elders who work for Wanjining to acknowledge all those people who have achieved something, who've gone somewhere, the doctors, the lawyers, the people who fought for us. And it goes far greater than what Patrick Egan or anybody else working for Wanjining at the moment. But, you know, people like William Harris, back in 1928, he led a group of men, you know, who were elected through the Noongar community throughout the Wheat Belt and the Perth Metro and down south. And their job was to go to Parliament and present a document outlining the disgusting conditions, deplorable conditions that Noongar people were forced to live in back in 1928 and even before then. So tried to acknowledge somebody like William Harris was important for myself because, like a lot of other Noongar elders before me and all those mob, their struggles, their fights, and William Harris, he was up against a man called Neville the Devil.
We know all about
native
him.
Native welfare. Mm-hmm. And the genocide that was inflicted on our people, you know, and the struggle there. William Harris himself, he went to the Swan District, the Swan child home out there in the valley somewhere, in Midland somewhere. But being brought up to fight for his people and creating a union that his people was going to be proud of, and to try and get something out of all that, eh? So that was just one person, William Harris, eh? And his fight.
A delegation of Noongar warriors. I think I had an old person there from my family, Morrison. There was a Jacobs.
Absolutely.
Kickett?
Kickett, yeah. Jacobs, Morrison, and Bodney, eh?
Bodney.
So there were some important people there, eh, that represented our family, you know. Al Jed Kickett was one of the first elders that they called a street after in Bassadine, for example. Huh? Al Jed Kickett Street. Yeah, so there were lots of warriors there, eh? So there's that type of people I thought that was important. Also, we acknowledged and we looked at it. She was voted Nana Purple.
Nana Purple.
Because she wore purple clothes and she came from Kalamara and she had a struggle in life with her family, you know. In the 1914s, that would have been really, really tough for our Noongar people way back then, eh?
Yeah.
The struggle, the fight, the racism, the discrimination, the isolation, separation, the segregation of our people.
You're talking 1914 or 2014? Same thing.
1914.
Well, it's all changed now.
Well, you ask a lot of Noongar people and they won't say no, it hasn't.
So Nana Purple, she spoke language, obviously, and a lot of the early people did.
She came from the Humphreys family side of the family, the Winmars.
Right.
So they were really good in their Noongar language and talking it, speaking it fluently. They didn't have a problem because, again, they were living out at Durin Reserve outside of Kalamara there, you know. By the time they get to come into town, things had changed a little bit, eh?
It has. Look, well, there's two warriors, William Harris and Nana Purple. What was Nana Purple's name? Is that
what we wrote about here was that she was a really strong yoga, comfortable at a shearing shed with her father.
Oh, shearer.
We were talking about it, you know. She wouldn't have used a handpiece to shear back in those days, eh? It might have been her scissors, you know. So she was a really strong, hard-working woman, eh?
Mm-hmm.
She was officially known as, her name was Hazel Widmer, the Humphreys.
Right.
She was a remarkable monarch, matriarch of her family. She came from a very large family. 16, wasn't it?
16 children.
16 children. So the struggle to feed 16 children and all the children to be involved in that work environment to feed one another, she was one of those people, eh? Yeah.
Interesting to note, though. Were many taken?
No, she must have kept, her family must have been kept together all at once.
So that's strong in itself.
Yeah.
That's strong in itself. No one was stolen. No one was taken.
She lived around Kalamara in Brooklyn. Well, she was actually born in Brooklyn in 1914. So that in itself would have been really good. As a Noongar warrior, she was better determined to make a life easier for her children as well. So in her growing up, in her lifestyle, she was determined to make it better and different for her own children as such.
Well, we're talking about two warriors, Nana Purple, Hazel Widmer, rest in peace, and William Harris, rest in peace, who was part of that delegation back in 1929, talking to our parliament here about the atrocious lives we were living, courtesy of A.O. Neville. Let's go to another song, because I'm sure there's more warriors to talk about. What date is it today? 9th. So there's 9 warriors been acknowledged, the latest one being Kelton Pell. Let's come back to you and talk some more about this wonderful project you're dealing with, Patrick Egan.
Warangara, call up funny,
Now, talking about Warriors, Mr. Bracknell there from the Great Southern. I think he's probably related to us today. Minang.
Yeah.
Minang, Goreng.
Yep.
And Kylie Farmer, Kylie Bracknell, Matakic. I understand they're supporting Midnight Oil or a reenactment of Midnight Oil coming up soon. And hey, there's also free concerts down at the down East Perth. We've got to talk about that. Let's find out who's playing there. Emily Waimara is.
Yes.
Electric Fields.
Yep.
And a few other free concerts as part of the Perth International Arts Festival. Yeah, welcome back to Mortish Mag. Patrick Egan's our guest, and he's brought a couple of people in. They're not going to say anything today. They're just going to look glamorous. So we won't worry about interrupting them. But Patrick, welcome back.
Thank you. Yaga. That means thank you.
Tell us more.
The next warrior I'd like to bring to the attention of all the Noongar people out there and all the Aboriginal people is a Ballardong Noongar man. He goes by the name of Kelton Pell. He's one of the nation's finest Indigenous storytellers, and he has a swag of movies behind him and TV programs behind him as well, a stage role. And he's won many awards and he's been credited with a whole lot of things. But the thing that stood out the most for myself when we were looking at him was his role as a narrator in the hard-hitting WA documentary about Stolen Generation. And listening to him talk about that particular documentary, and then knowing and understanding and learning about his own, the impact on himself and his family about the Stolen Generation as well. So, he is a deadly actor, and he contributes well for us as Noongar people. So we acknowledge him as one of our Noongar warriors, eh?
Mm. And it was great, you know, to have Kelton involved in, you know, after this, you know, the narrating of this documentary, Kelton, he was just so emotional. It just really hit home to him and, you know, sitting with him and talking with him over those few days of narrating this documentary, he just said it was a wow moment. He said, I never realised the impact it had and how it, you know, really hit home in terms of it happened to his family members as well.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think we forget the impact it has made on most people. I mean, we have often talk about on Mortish Mag, you know, 57-60% of our community are stolen land or descendants. So the intergenerational trauma that we experience, whether we like it or not, I mean, I've probably introduced epigenetics to our listeners. Mm. Epigenetics is how we inherit our own trauma through our DNA of our people. So it's, that's what we need to acknowledge. So good on Kelton. Congratulations. Big shout out to Kelton. Hey, if you want to talk about this or let us know how you're feeling, 0405 921 921. Give us a yell and say you're happy with the program or you're not. But if you're hearing something that you haven't heard before, this is all about Noongar warriors. So, Patrick, I'm going to drill you now.
There were other people who were impacted by the Stolen Generation. As you go through their doing the research, looking at them and their history, their journey, Stolen Generation had impacted on so many people, and it was good to just to sit down and look at all their stuff that was coming out in terms of the research that I was doing at the time, yeah.
Mm. And, you know, it goes back beyond that. I mean, it's only recent times we finally acknowledged that, you know, from early in the 1900s, that our people were stolen and taken to Wajibup.
Yeah.
That was a removal. That was a whole stolen process too. Oh, and when did that close? When did that finish?
In the 1940s. Yeah. But it was open between the 1933 up until the 1940s as such. Yeah. You think of all the Noongar men that would have died on that place, to acknowledge them just recently, to acknowledge all the people who had passed away on a place like that, So, but one of the things I found interesting about Kelton here was when he said, the most violent action of these policies was the forced removal of Aboriginal children, Noongar kids, from their parents. The mass scale of destruction that was caused and created when all those children were removed, and their mothers had no choice but to let their children go, and they sit down and cried about it all, you know. And that was the struggle, and Jim, and that's what you sell through the genocide in the wildflower state, what you're trying to highlight,
Yep.
But there are lots of positive people out there who have contributed for a whole range of things, through art, through legal, through community services such.
So we'll talk about some more of the nominees. I mean, Kelton was acknowledged today. There's a few others I'm sure you want to acknowledge too, but just had a text in. Look, let's not concentrate on the negatives. It's all about positive. And true, it is too. It's all about positives. We're a positive radio station. We're a positive program, Reach Mag, and we only want to highlight the positives. Let's forget about the negatives. Let's not go backwards. Let's go forward. And the project you're working on, Patrick, congratulations. It's a wonderful thing. And let's have another song, and we'll talk about a few more of the nominated folk.
Lately I've been feeling like there might be something disconnected.
Box Kid talking to myself. I do that a lot. Does that mean you can't wear or something? Box Kid and Electric Fields are appearing at the East Perth Power Station on the 7th of February. You got to pay for that. Yeah, so don't expect to get everything for free. Emily Weimar is going to be performing there on the 16th of Feb. That's a free event. I guess you have to register. You need to make sure you get on to the website and find out how to get there, because I'm sure there'll be sellouts. Electric Fields, if you haven't heard of Electric Fields, we might play Electric Fields today. But Box Kid, Jared Wall, he is a singer there known as Box Kid. He also chairs a Reconciliation Action Plan reference group here at RTRFM. So he's a busy man. Welcome back, Patrick. Patrick Egan, welcome back to Moody's Mayor. Good to have you on the show.
We're going to look at another warrior, my Mort. Her name is Sharon Egan.
Right.
She's a very good artist in her own right. She does artwork around her own storytelling, her own life and her own journey. Been removed from her mother and brought up in institutions as such. But her artwork is unreal. It's really good. We had a lot of comments from a lot of people once we put her up as one of those warriors, constantly acknowledging and showing their respect to Sharon as such. Sharon's career actually didn't start until she was 37 years of age. So that was late in life for her to become an artist and a recognised and acknowledged artist. So she went to school and got a diploma in fine art at the Claremont Social Art School as such. She hasn't looked back since then, eh? So she's striving, yeah.
One of her main exhibitions was at Cottesloe Beach, eh? Did she do some stuff on the beach?
She's doing a whole lot of things around the Cottesloe Beach. There's a couple of projects that she's working on at the moment that will have an impact in places like Fremantle and other locations throughout the metro area, yeah.
Right. So obviously a worthwhile candidate there for Noongar Warrior. And you've got another woman there, a veteran.
Yeah, and her name is Diane Ryder.
Yeah.
Not too many Big people would know Diane. About yeah. Diane Ryder. She was in the Defence Force in the 1970s. Little had been an Army cadet, but being a Noongar woman in the Army would have been quite challenging for herself, eh?
Yeah.
And I remember going to school in Northern and seeing all of her and her brothers and sisters who were catching a bus from 2J at the time, eh? So for Diane to come through the way she did, where she is and what she does for our community out in Stratton, the Middle Swan Primary School, her own involvement in the area of defence and everything else.
Right.
So she was a really good candidate for the Warriors, eh, because of what she struggled through in the 1970s, eh?
Well, we're talking to Noongar Yorks, Sharon Egan and Diane Ryder. There must be more you can tell us about Diane. That sounds like she's got a wonderful the work that she's been doing to become, was she a sergeant?
Well, she spent 21 years of the Australian Army training, and is deadly with self-loading a 9mm pistol.
Oh, you wouldn't want to mess with
that. Want to mess around with that.
look, if you've got any thoughts on our Noongar Warrior, 0405 921 921 is our text line. Please tell us that this is good stuff that you're hearing. I mean, it's all about truth-telling at its best, and that's what Moorich Mag is all about, giving you some detail about what has actually happened. Not fantasy. This is fact. This is truth. So good to talk about two of our warriors there, Diane Ryder and Sharon Egan. We're going to go to a song. We might get some time to just to talk a couple more, eh, Patrick? What do you reckon?
We'll see.
Hey, let's go to a song. Oh, Electric Fields. If you haven't seen or heard of Electric Fields, Google him. Amazing artist who sings in language. The one I really like, he did something about, Nina Simone. Now, you people listening out there would never have heard of Nina Simone, but he does a sample of that. Saw him recently up in Darwin, Canberra. Darwin. Yeah, he performed. He was a surprise guest. Just a duo, doing really well. So the 6th of Feb, appearing down at the East Perth Power Station. So get yourself down there, register, go on the website, whatever you have to do. That's Bork's Kid and Electric Fields. Amazing singer, as I say. Comes from the top end, sings in language. Does a great song called From Little Things, Big Things Grow Too. This is what Noongar Warriors is all about. It's From Little Things, Big Things Grow. Or was that the other way around? From Big Things, Little Things Grow. No, I don't know. Patrick, what do you reckon?
From Little Things, Big Things Grow. And that's our organisation and the strength of Wanganui Aboriginal Corporation. I guess the next one we want to talk about, just to bring to the audience's information, it says, as a Coolunga, Neil Elvis, Nicky Winmar.
Whoa.
Whoa. He lived in a shack on the Pidgley Reserve with no windows, outside the Pidgley town site on Nala Kalabuja, a world away from the bright lights of the AFL when he played for South Fremantle and for St Kilda in the AFL. I would imagine back there in the 80s, you know, racism on a footy oval was very, very bad, eh? And when he came to play for St Kilda against Collingwood there at Victoria Park, and after the game, himself and that other guy from St Kilda, he pulled his jumper up and pointed to his skin. I thought that was one of the best things that could have been done for those audiences at Victoria Park, all those racist, discriminative people who were calling
him. You mean the team you barrack for? That team you barrack for?
Me.
Yeah, you said the black and white.
I barrack for purple and... purple and white through it.
Look, Patrick, it's been great having you on the show. We should wind up now. Thanks for coming in to share all this wonderful stuff Wanganui's doing around Noongar Warriors. Now, that's set us a precedent for the rest of the month, because all we're going to do now is talk about Noongar Warriors.
And people could go online and they could have a look at our web pages and websites.
The response has been amazing, you said.
Just to let people know... Mana Purple, she had 30,000 hits since we put her story up.
Excellent.
Di Ryder had
7,500
hits.
Oh, that's good.
So in
there you
one
go.
Week.
There you go.
One week we've had 100,000 people in our social media platforms to acknowledge all those strength of all those people and all those warriors, eh? We're only halfway through, so we've got a lot to go.
Okay, loving the show. Thank you, Jim and Nick. That's not Nick, that's Tonji. Uncle Patrick is sounding so muddish. Well, that obviously is someone from your family.
I told my daughter to ring her.
Okay, Patrick, I really appreciate your crew coming in to share this wonderful project. So we're going to be talking more about that right through till the end of the month, Noongar Warriors.
And also just another listener out there, Lauren, who's listening in saying thank you very much for the show, really enjoying it. Great to have you out there listening.
Let's go to a song. I'm going to get Barry Winmar on the line shortly. Freedom Ride, Troy Cassadaly. He's not Noongar, nor is Charlie Perkins, but never mind. We won't discriminate. We just play blackfella music on this radio station, Murich Mag. Thank you, Patrick, for coming into the program and talking about Noongar Warriors. Talking about Noongar Warriors, we've got another one on the phone. On the line, Barry Winmar.
Yeah, g'day, Barry. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Tonji. How are you? And Jim, hope everything's going well.
Yeah, all going good, brother. Good.
Great to have you on the show. Happy New Year to you too, Barry. I hope you're well.
Yeah, really excited, especially with it being Noongar Warrior Month.
And,
be remiss of me explaining about the two Warriors mamas sitting in the studio today with your recent honorary doctorate, Dr. Jim Morrison, and Tanya, your fellow with Murdoch School of Indigenous Knowledge. So, yeah, that's where it starts. As leaders, we have to demonstrate it and be actually doing and be seeing to be continuing on ensuring that we're representing our people and providing a pathway for young leaders.
Thank you for the acknowledgement, Barry.
Thank you.
Before we get started, who are your mob and where you're from?
Yeah, Wadjuk Baladang Yuwut mob and Nala Kala. So, big family. You come from Windmars and Haydens and Humphreys and Indishes. So, we've got relations to all those families that are around here. So, you can't really go anywhere in Noongar Country without running into your mob, and it's a good feeling to be connected to so many people and so many people that are doing really good things for our mob and progressing the cause for what we're trying to achieve as Noongar people.
Well, you're a Noongar warrior yourself, and it's we've been talking Noongar warriors for the past 30, 40 minutes, so again, welcome to the show. You've had a few challenges yourself. I understand you're Deputy Mayor of the city, town of Kwinana. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. And look, it's always challenging when working in this space and when you're a key person in the community that we live in. Kwinana is like one of those communities where there's a lot of our mob that are living, and we're one of the most highly representative Aboriginal representative suburbs in the metropolitan area. So it's always an honour and a privilege to be able to be a voice, but also to ensure that we're passing on the knowledge and about how important our culture is and how we coexist in our communities that we live in, because this is our home, and we appreciate that you know, we're a multicultural nation in the world at the moment. So we need to be facing those challenges, and, you know, it can be daunting, and leadership sometimes can be lonely, and that's where we, you know, that's the things we face every day.
And you've been in the role sort of, you know, I think just over a year or so, but you've also been a councillor for the city as well. And what are some of the exciting things that have been happening in the city of Kwinana, and some of the challenging things for the members that you serve down there?
That's the honour and privilege of being involved in a very progressive council, an inclusive council. So recently, in November last year, we convened, you know, we didn't do very well in the referendum for the voice to parliament. However, the city of Kwinana put its best foot forward and wanted to ensure that Aboriginal voices were heard in the city of Kwinana, and formed an Aboriginal consultative committee, which I preside over. Which has a lot of say and input into things that are happening in our community. I'm not too sure whether many of the listeners are aware, but Kwinana is, you know, one of the biggest contributors to the national economy and the GDP. And the Western Trade Corridor is right on our doorstep, and everything that happens down there affects us as locals. And being that voice and that challenge to ensure that I'm looking after constituents, but also I'm considering putting in Aboriginal cultural lens and view on changes that affect the area, especially if they're close to significant sites for our mob.
Sounds like City of Kwinana is really going ahead and very proactive. What are the challenges then from a reconciliation point of view, Barry? Are you finding them they're very supportive and working closely with you? And how does that work with you being Deputy Mayor, and are you able to sort of crack the whip and say, listen, this has to be done, or how's your approach to that?
Yeah, look, we've got a group of advisors on the consultative committee.
Right.
And they're very vocal, very strong in their opinions around it. And we put up a good case around the considerations from a cultural perspective. It has been challenging, especially the last 12 months, and I think it's going to be even more challenging with us leading into it being an election year with the state and federal election, because unfortunately, you know, some of the issues around especially closing the gap and ensuring that kids in care are looked after and reunification of families is sort of being put by the wayside, and with Aboriginal issues are being kicked around like a bit of a political football.
Yeah.
I think that they're actually missing the point about the importance of the coexistence and how we relate and communicate with each other. And that's, you know, we need to be strong and firm on that message in saying that this is not about not about division, but bringing people together to think about you know, about moving forward, because we're all a part of this community, and we all know that when Aboriginal people are having access to good services and community services and being supported, the whole community benefits.
Barry, we're going to go to news shortly, but thank you for being on the show. Big shout out to all your family, and there's many, many, many of them, and some of them in the studio now related to you. So, yeah, thank you. Barry Widmer, Deputy Lord Mayor of City of Kwinana. What finally would you like to say to your listeners and family?
Yeah, look, thanks very much, you guys. And Mudditch Mag is definitely a show to listen to for leadership out there. And I want everyone to stay true to your culture and who you are, and remember where you come from and who your mob is. So,
good on you.
Thanks very much, and have a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate you being on the show, Barry. Now, Wunjining, Wunjening. If you want to know more about Noongar Warriors, go to that website.
Yeah, and jump on their social media pages.
Social pages.
LinkedIn, Facebook and Instagram, and follow the post each day and learn more about the integral part of our warriors.
Okay. News, and then Lee is hosting Out to Lunch. We're going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening in, both RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Next week, we'll see you again.
Bottle one.